Hello, everyone. Welcome to the third episode of the SEMS Beacon podcast. Today, we have with us Mr. Mehul, the founder and CEO of Utopic Tech Private Limited, who is also an IIT Bombay scholar, songwriter, and a scientist entrepreneur. Utopic Tech aims to reinvent medical devices and make them more affordable, easily deployable, and create value for the masses. So let's begin.
Hi Mehul, welcome to our podcast. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Can you tell our listeners what caught your interest in the field of biotechnology?
Yeah, so academics, I study physics at IIT Bombay. In my third year, I was studying physics. Also on weekends, I was traveling to remote areas and trying to understand the problems in rural India and how we can solve them. And one of the biggest problems that I found was the healthcare. So healthcare is most inaccessible in these remote regions, and people have to travel over 50 to 100 kilometers to access even basic facilities, basic diagnostic facilities. So that's when I started to think how can we use technology to solve these problems in remote areas. So that's when I got interested in the sensors. So basically sensors which can replace the diagnostic test that you do right now. With a much more convenient method.
Oh, that's great. That's absolutely right. Great. But tell us, how did you get this business idea?
Well, so CKD is one of the biggest problems even in remote India, because people are subjected to constant heat stress, exposure to pesticides that makes your kidney age faster. Still, you don't see so many patients because it's non-symptomatic in early stages. And for 5 to 6 years, you will not even know if you don't get tested. So certainly, we want to, if we can have a device that can test creatinine, which is the primary marker of kidney testing, we can test that immediately or on the point of care, as we said. Then we can probably make the testing much more convenient and meaningful to especially rural folk.
That's
great. So, now we all make mistakes, right? So can you tell us about some of the biggest mistakes you have made and what exactly did you learn from them?
So this is very personal. Obviously, we all make different mistakes and we all have our different comfort zones. For me, since I am a science graduate, for me, my comfort zone was doing research and making technology. So that was my comfort zone. I could work on that for as long as I want. My initial plan was to, with the basic funds that I have, I will first make a prototype, then I will start focusing on fundraising. And what I couldn't realize at the time when I sketched this plan was that making a technology takes a lot of time. So I initially imagined it will take 3 to 4 months and I have sufficient funds for sustaining that long. But it was very impractical. It takes a lot of time. It's been now over 2.5 years that I've been working on this, and now we are somewhere. So the mistake here was that I should have planned better. I should have raised more funds in the beginning itself, and should have equally focused on fundraising as well as the product development.
Yeah, that was really insightful. So what motivates you to get out of the bed in the morning and start your day?
Yeah, well, if you're asking literally, I am a dreamer person. I like to sleep a lot. When I get bored, only then I get out of the bed. But I think I have a morning routine. I've included things that I love to do. So I love to write. I love to sing a bit. So I have included that in morning. And if I don't wake up early, then I don't get to do that.
Mehul, now can you tell us more about your vision for your topic? As in, where do you see it in the next 5 or 10 years?
Yes. So our vision is, our dream is to make healthcare more accessible and affordable in India. So very concentrated, it's kind of elite, we should not say that, but still healthcare, good healthcare facilities are available, affordable only by a very small section of the society. First, the healthcare is still expense that you have to save for, right? One of the main reasons is that our entire medical infrastructure like 80% of that is imported. So these, all these devices and infrastructure is designed and priced for the developed world healthcare and the nature of healthcare, that it's very expensive. So if we can make a device, what's the need of our country, and design device according to those needs. We thought like the problem is that you can't open a lab in a remote village to test for kidney disease. But still opening a lab and maintaining the financially viable option. So you have to create devices which can be deployed there more easily. So you have to rethink the way healthcare is being done. So that's what we are doing, and we want to continue on that path.
This is really inspiring. Tell us something more about this product, you know, which could revolutionize kidney diagnosis and management.
If you want to get your creatinine tested, you go to labs. They will give you a report in around a day, and they will draw a blood sample. So the entire process is like operationally intensive, because on the labs end also, they have to maintain a professional for blood drawing. And then someone will be there to actually conduct the test and transportation of your sample. And for you, it takes like around a day. So if you want, you went to a nephrologist and to understand your kidney function. So they will have to prescribe first a test. Then you will get the test done, and then you will come back. So it will cause delay to the patients as well in their treatment or prescriptions. So like, but if we have this device which can measure creatinine just with a finger prick, very much like you measure glucose using glucometer, any doctor for that matter can measure it instantly, like in the clinic itself, and can give the prescription accordingly based on that, right? So that saves a lot of days and a lot of inconvenience for patient. And this amplifies when you are in a remote setting. In rural areas, how healthcare works is you have PHCs, which are primary healthcare centers, where patient will ultimately have to travel to a distant place where the diagnostic infrastructure is available. So even in those cases, a very large amount of inconvenience for the patients, because traveling, if let's say you are a CKD patient, then traveling for that long might be very uncomfortable to you.
Yeah, we are sure this is surely going to be a big, big revolution for the Indian health industry. We all hope it reaches out to every individual in need out there. Have you ever thought, Mehul, like if it wasn't for your startup, what would you be doing right now?
Actually, I would still be searching for like more ideas. Definitely, because that's what like I want. I understand that only with like if we create startups, we work on ideas, we'll be able to make some change. So like I would be probably doing job somewhere and writing songs, publishing them. I would have that much time. But yeah, still I would still be looking for ideas and the problems and the challenges.
That's amazing. So now that you're finally an entrepreneur, how do you measure success? Like, you know, for some people it's earning more. For some people, it's gaining respect in the society. So what is success for you exactly?
As an entrepreneur, definitely you can't just create impact and not make money. So you have to do both the things. So even if you want to create more technologies, you need basic funds for R&D to sustain. Yeah. So for me, success as an entrepreneur is definitely creating products that have impact, inventing new technologies, and simultaneously making it a sustainable, like a very flourished startup.
That's great. We've also heard that you're a songwriter as well. So how do you manage to balance your personal and professional life?
It actually took me over an year to reach that balance. So what I generally do is I'll be working full time. I don't spend a lot of time on music, except for like basic riyas. Like you just want to sharpen the muscle. If you want to write more, you can't just ditch that for entire week. So I spend 15-20 minutes on that whenever I get free from work. And then entire Sunday, like I spend on, that's how somehow I try to balance.
That's really good to hear. Now that as we come to an end, what advice would you like to give to someone, you know, looking to start their own business?
So it depends on what stage you are in right now. So if you are a student, I highly recommend you to not jump into it. It's better first have a stability in your life. So for example, most of the students have this path that they will be doing job somewhere or they might do master and do job somewhere. So do that if you should. And parallelly, you start developing, you start working on two things. First of all, about ideas, getting more ideas, talking about ideas. Have a vision of doing a startup in the back of your mind, but keep on working on ideas. Like, there are hundreds of good ideas out there, and you want to understand which one suits you the best. So before that, you need to know what's going to be important in the next 5 years. But simultaneously, develop a, this is from personal experience, that you should develop an alternate income. So it can be, so if you are, you get into marketing, you'll be doing that kind of work, right?
Yeah.
What will be your, like, typical, if I may ask?
So we are basically management students, you know, so we'll be working in operations or marketing or finance, HR, international fields like that, yeah.
Right. So while you are working in parallel, you can start consulting small enterprises, entrepreneurs. So you have also have an alternate source of income, and you make connects in the right domain. You understand people who are already doing startups and how they are thinking, like what mistakes they are making. So you get to learn from that as well. And you also develop an alternate source of income, which you will need when you will start up. So if you are thinking like your idea will take off in 6 months, it will at least take an year and a half actually making money out of it, and it might be even longer. So if you have an source for, you can even sustain yourself. That helps a lot to help you continue on the path, because it takes a lot of time and you need patience. And if you are already in a job, then you already know what to do.
I'm sure all of us will find this really insightful. We'll definitely keep this in mind. Thank you so much, Mehul.
So, Mehul, thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. I'm sure our listeners have a lot to take back by now, and it was a pleasure to have you as the guest. So, guys, if you have enjoyed listening to this podcast, make sure to follow and share it with your friends, family, and your colleagues. With this, we would like to wrap up this session and wish you all the best for your upcoming journey. Signing off, bye.
Take care, stay healthy, and stay tuned for our next podcast.